Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 4 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. It's 5 o'clock here. So there's that. We got a... what we got here? Chris versus fan?
We do.
Yes.
The quick update from down the street from where you are, Tony. Third inning of game 2, Tigers 6, Rockies 1. I mean, it's pretty much every game that this happens. So Padres take note. This weekend.
I won't jinx it anymore.
I'm not even going to say that.
I'm just saying I'm hoping that Buddy's not a casualty of this.
I know. That's the thing that I'm worried about at this point. You know? I mean, but yeah. How can they? Like, we gave you the worst team in the history of baseball.
Are you kidding me? This is major league sports here.
They
find ways to scapegoat somebody in this bad boy.
Yeah. Well, the only scapegoat that would matter is if the owner says, I'm firing myself. That's it. I'm selling the team.
And I've noticed that they don't really do that.
No, not that. I've never seen that one.
I don't think it's ever been done. I don't think it's ever been done in the history of sports.
Pretty sure that's exactly right, Tony. Not happened. So
yeah. Scrape.
Yes.
Should we get to business here? You got anything you want to get in? You've been kind of quiet for the most part all day.
Yeah, I am kind of quiet. I will say this. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 6/14. Plus, save even more at the Easy Reward program at Staples. With that, we'll go to the game.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
We're a little light here, buddy.
Yeah, just logging in, and the questions that I did this morning are not updating on the Google Doc.
Oh, mister, I did my questions this morning.
I did, and they're not updating on the Google Doc.
Oh, yeah. That usually means that they didn't have to ever exist.
No, though, they definitely existed, because I put some time in this morning.
It's pretty much as an automatic save deal. Like, I don't know, you don't have to, like... click save anymore.
No, I know. That's the thing is, yes, I'm aware of that, Tony. There's no save button anymore. Oh, gosh. All right, well, we're going to do the best we can here.
We are. Go ahead.
There's no questions here at all?
No, we have questions.
They're just quite thin.
As soon as I saw Tony's A pop up in the doc, I was like, here it comes. And I'm like panicking over here because I have no idea where the questions I wrote this morning are. All right. Yeah. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get before you go, and you can get that first question for free today. And you will be playing for a qualification for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, including two tickets to a show at Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Happy.
Yeah, you like Bruno Mars?
No, but I think it's a biggie to people out there.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are going to laugh at this, but in June, I'm making a weekend trip to go see Barry Manilow in Vegas, and I will enjoy that. I know that doesn't register to anybody out there but me.
No, there's plenty of Barry Manilow people. We gave away a Barry Manilow thing. Yeah.
We know your affinity for Barry. We I don't even think we can make fun of it no more because we know like it's
right. You've
genuine.
Done it enough. Yeah.
Nate on the chat said, lucky ate the paper with the questions, my dog. Yeah.
That's what I thought of too. That's what I tell them to
you. Know, I've never used the "my dog ate my homework."
I mean, you don't have to use the exact. I mean, that virtually what you said was "my dog ate my homework." It didn't. I did them earlier. I don't know what happened.
My mom was driving me to school one time, and I was holding my homework on a piece of paper in my hand. She gave me two envelopes to get out of the car and drop in the mailbox, and I dropped my homework in with them.
Oh,
and
did they believe you?
Nobody believed me.
Of course not.
I mailed my homework, but that's pretty much what happened.
That'd be great when they do get it in the mail, though. Like, oh, he wasn't lying.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our first contestant. Let's go with Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello, Danny.
How's it going?
All right, good, Danny.
It's going well, my friend. Here we go. First question. Where is the Padres AAA team located?
That's fair.
El Paso, Texas.
Very good.
El Paso, Texas. Nice. He gave you the state, too.
Yeah.
Question number two. Where did Anthony Edwards play his college basketball?
Tougher one. Number one overall pick.
You said Anthony Edwards?
Ant-Man.
I think Georgia.
Hey.
Georgia.
Very good.
Correct. Indeed he was.
It's kind
he
of a weird a school for him to, like, no one really comes from Georgia basketball.
Dominique Wilkins.
I think he's from Atlanta.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Okay. I think he's from the ATL. Question number three.
For the win.
Who is the Dallas Cowboys franchise leader in receiving yards?
Ooh, boy. Good one. That's great. All time.
Lucky helped me with this one.
All right. There's a few possibilities here, I think. It's a tough one.
Didn't need an answer.
Well, see what he does.
Jason Witten.
Wow.
Both Tony and I are calling shenanigans on this.
Oh. Jason Witten.
Wow, I wouldn't have got
it. It is indeed correct.
All right.
Bruno Mars is Quave. He got it. We ain't got no proof.
All right, it saves my questions, so that's fine with me.
David, stay on the line.
Hang on the line.
Let's interrogate David for his. Who do we have on the phone? We have Danny.
Just don't go off the boil here, Scrabe.
I'm not going to go off the boil. I'm not going to sword him either. Danny, were you looking that up?
I was not. I just know. I know the answers.
He knows the answers, he says, Scrabe.
It's not convincing, but you win.
No, of course you win. What are you going to do? Hey, Danny, that's a good one, man. That's a hell of a pull. And, you know, he could think of it. I mean, Jason went and played for a long time. I would have thought – I was thinking wide receivers, like probably most of us were.
I thought everyone would go to Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, Terrell Owens, Drew Pearson, who was back in the day. I think this was a good call.
Yeah, Michael didn't play long enough either, though. Yeah, his injury – Nice work, Danny.
See, I don't understand the chat. Like, when I don't call someone out or at least question someone, they get mad at me. But when I do question someone, why are you messing with this guy's windscreen?
Can't win with the chat, dog. Can't win with him.
Stay there, Danny. I got to get you in.
And there's your answer as to why I don't ever want to look at the chat. The chat says that I should be tuned in and looking at the chat during the show. And I absolutely refuse to do so. There's your explanation.
Do you understand how that might hurt the people that are watching us through the chat?
No, because you help me with anything that's important that they say, and you give me all the highlights. So I'm good. I feel like I'm connected.
Quote, I did not cheat. My evidence is that I know.
Yeah, that was an interesting... I will say that.
It definitely wasn't convincing, but we ain't got no other proof, so we can't keep holding them in interrogation.
Yeah, Michael Irvin was second in that category, Jason Witten. Tony Hill, who was a wide receiver in the 70s.
Ah, I remember Tony Hill.
Next to Drew Pearson. Tony Hill was third, and Drew Pearson was fourth. Dez Bryant, fifth. So, anyway... He got it. Terrell Owens is 13th, so he didn't play for the Cowboys long enough.
No. He very definitely good. Did not. He played for the 49ers long enough.
Pretty good job by Danny. If he got it, he got it. And it's a good, look. Scraby will probably go in and make sure he doesn't win the drawing.
No, I can't. No, don't even put that out there. I cannot do that. I do not have any control over that.
Do some shenanigans over there.
I already feel bad enough about having to randomly select Scravenator games.
Well, you've called him out now. I mean, no, this is terrible by you.
Yeah, man.
Brandon's... You tried to throw Tony under the bus, too, and say, me and Tony both think this is a not legit.
He did. He did try
I noticed
to throw,
that.
He did try to throw me under the bus, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Sorry?
No, the first thing you said was both Tony and I are calling BS on that.
Oh, well, because Tony sat back in his chair like,
I was suspicious, I was, but I wasn't going to say anything. You just grabbed me and threw me right under the semi-truck there.
Tossed him right under.
You're on camera. Boom, everybody boom, can see boom. Your face.
Yeah, that was fine. I was like this, all right, whatever. I wasn't going to say anything, though.
I do take this game too serious, I know.
Well, I see where you're coming from, because if you don't call people out, people in the chat think that you're not policing the game.
You're just letting everybody slide.
So you have to police the game.
Ed McKee said you guys need a timer on the answer, and the bed is actually the timer, but sometimes the question takes up all the bed, and so then their timer's off. So maybe we ask the question, and then I start the timer.
I will say, I didn't suspect it on the time there. I thought his time was pretty quick. I mean, if he was typing along with your question, then, he just did it quickly. But I he said he knew it, so he knew it.
I can't wait to get to Danny here in the break.
Yeah.
You just listen to
poor
us
Danny,
call him
getting,
a cheater for 5 minutes.
You just get raked over the coals,
hey, there
Danny.
You keep going. There you keep going, saying us again, called him a cheater. I don't think it was us that called him a cheater.
All right, Chris, I feel too awkward. Chris is going to have to come over here, answer the phone so that I don't get, all the bad stuff.
I would help you if I knew how to use the equipment over there, Scrab.
And by
I
the way, the chat says they say nice things to you, and I can agree that they say nice things
they
to
do,
you.
They do, but I'm not saying they don't. I just think that it would be too big of a distraction.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not realize that the Padres were the first team all year to keep Aaron Judge hitless twice in the same three-game series.
Oh, where'd you learn that fact?
You put it on the paper today.
Thank
and
you.
I read the paper.
Yes.
Nice job. Good job by the Padres there. Judge went 1-for-10 in the series, still hitting a cool 400 for the year, leading Major League Baseball. Second
he's in He's only another 1-for-10 from getting booed out of Yankees.
Right, they probably could, especially after he dropped that fly ball yesterday. I'm surprised he was allowed to stay in the ballpark. Second leading hitter in all of baseball right now. Anyone?
Paul Goldschmidt.
Third. Paul is third. Sneaking ahead of him, Jacob Wilson. The guy the A's who never strikes out or walks.
Chris's favorite guy.
Well, not my favorite, but Tony likes him too because he puts bat to ball. That's a good thing.
We need more.
Yeah,
we don't need all, but we need more.
Fernando's down to 319, and he swung at a few outside pitches, you know, lately. But this is to be expected. I would love to see him just stay locked in all year, but, you know, it's not like a major slump.
Braden said something during the roundtable. Oh, sorry.
Tati's searching right now.
Searching a little? Okay.
He's searching a little bit. His timing may not be what he wants it to be because I noticed it in game one of the series. At one point, he started leg kicking again.
Oh.
And then.
That's
and
what
then
the hitting coaches are for. Stop doing that.
He was doing it. He was going back and forth on it in the next game. And then last game, he settled back down and was just doing the foot down earlier deal. So, you know, I think he may have just been kind of searching. He might still be kind of trying to get the timing down. He might have kind of been a little bit off. But or maybe there was something that the pitcher was doing that made him think that that was a better route. But I think he is searching a little bit in terms of his timing.
It's also the way baseball goes, right?
Exactly.
And you don't know how to explain that, right, as a hitter. Anybody does. Even probably Rod Carew or Tony Gwynn Sr., how you can be locked in for a week and then all of a sudden can't figure it out.
It could be different things. You could have a series in which a team just tried to pound you in all game long, which is, you know, unlike the other teams that attack you. And so if you're not careful in a three game set of every pitcher just doing the majority of trying to stay in on you, you know, maybe all of a sudden you start kind of opening up a little bit soon. That creates a kind of a habit. And then you kind of have to check yourself. Hopefully you catch it before, you know, you spiral into something else. That's how those type of things happen. You know, a team does a good job pitching you or, you know, maybe you're lined up perfectly. You're hitting the ball hard, but you're making out. So what's your next thought as the human? You go, oh, I got to do a little bit more. Or I got to do something a little different.
Wow.
And the next thing you know, you're going. That's why the game is so hard.
How often did you go into the batter's box with a clear mind, Tony, in like such a great spot?
Not enough.
Right.
Not enough.
Walked in there and you're like, I don't care what's happening. I'm going to see the ball and I'm going to hit it. Solid contact and you're like, wow, that's not that hard. And you double into the gap and you're like, oh, okay.
There's a reason why I only made it to, you know, 8 seasons, right? Because I couldn't. Sometimes you just need to turn it off. And that was hard for me. Until I got older, it was hard for me to, like, just, you know what? I'm not feeling good. So what? I'm just going to compete here. It took me until I was older where I started to realize, all right, I'm not going to feel good all the time. So you know what? Let's stop. Let's embrace that and just go compete. Me, you versus you. I got to beat you.
It's good advice.
It's a tough game, man. Just ask. I mean, I'm looking at a guy like Bo Bichette, Where was he 2 years ago? AL batting champ. Next yep. superstar. Last year, he stunk. This year, one home run and 277, which is, you know, okay. But Bo Bichette is now just a normal player, you know, not even an all-star candidate right now. It can happen to anyone. And, you know, this is why, you know, the whole Xander Bogaerts thing, we talk about it a lot in the roundtable. So you Xander fans or Xander haters are going to get your Xander conversation in the roundtable at 5 o'clock. But, you know, I was looking this up the other day, Tony. Xander's making a lot of money, free agent. People complain about his contract. Do you know how many contracts out there in baseball right now are underperforming? Way worse, by the way, than Xander. You know?
Yeah.
Xander's hardly underperforming compared to the likes of, I don't know, Christian Walker, Corbin Burns. You know, and then that doesn't even include the guys that are hurt, you know, that aren't playing at all under huge contracts. There was a whole list of them. But this is part of doing business in baseball, too. And I think people, the thing with Xander is they get so mad because he's making the money. First, he didn't, that's not his fault, right? They paid him. And secondly, it's bound to happen where you overpay for a guy that isn't producing that much. It's part of the business of this baseball. Guys, you know, cost a lot.
Listen,
and they don't always do it.
Seemingly, all of those guys who signed those deals were underpaid for the previous 6 years that they were playing the game.
Yes, good point. Yeah. Right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Major League team gets to hold you for the first seven. Yes, there are raises in there. But you mean to tell me, you know, a guy, for instance, Jackson, after his first year, granted, he signed a long-term deal, his ARB number would have been, like, great team-friendly. And that's what he would have been working with for the next 3 years or not even the next 3 years because it was his first year. So he would have had, you know, incremental raises for the first 3 years. Let's say had he not signed the deal, right? Then he would have got his first, like, real big pay bump. But he still would have, if he's doing what he's doing now, he still would have been vastly underpaid. And so, you know, that is kind of the name of the game. I think we forget that. I think it's not like the contract happens and then it starts. No, they already did 7 years of work to get the money that they have. They got, remember, you're getting paid basically for what you've already done and what they think you're going to do moving forward. And so you're compensated for that. And I'm sure there's a lot of underperforming contracts, but nobody was complaining when they were overperforming for the first seven.
I'll give you a guy that I think we all think Chris Young done a hell of a job in Texas, right? Won the World Series a couple of years ago. We know he's smart. He also signed Jock Peterson this year to a contract that totaled, and I'm looking it up here, $37 million over 2 years. So it's at $18.5 million. Jock Peterson had an 0-for-41 slump earlier this year and is currently hitting .133 with one home run. I don't know. Does that mean Chris Young doesn't know what he's doing? You know, this doesn't only happen to the Padres. This is why I keep bringing it up. Because I think people, the fans out here get so upset and they think we're the only team, you know, dumb enough to make a move like this. it just doesn't work that way.
I'm getting to the point where I'm done with the Xander money talk because there's literally nothing that anyone can do. And so I asked the chat the other day, what is it about the Xander money that you want us to talk about? And they're like, well, we just need to hold them more accountable for the money that they spend. It's not our money. I don't understand. Like, and why are we mad at Xander? Why are we mad at Xander for taking...
I'm giving you their argument. It is my money because I'm paying higher ticket prices because you signed him.
Okay, I can't go against that because it's kind
that
of my take.
That ain't necessarily true.
No, I didn't say it's true. I'm saying that's what they say.
I think it's a great point, Scrape. Ultimately, it's not our money. And I think that's part of it too, right? At least I don't know where you are on this, Scrape, because I don't know if you were really into baseball, but certainly Chris and I can remember the time where we couldn't get them to get off their wallets to keep a guy in a uniform.
Yeah, for sure.
And so now we have the exact opposite, in which ownership is willing to go out and spend. And they did it when we all thought it might just be kind of a one-time thing. They did it over several years. And what they ended up doing in that is they signed players to long-term deals so that they didn't have to keep doing it over and over again. They got guys they felt like could help them win, and that is the nucleus of this team. And so has it gone to perfection? No, but none of it, no team ever gets 100% of these right, and they don't all turn out the way that we think they should. It doesn't mean that there isn't value in the deal that has been given.
I also
it may not just reach the expectations that everybody has for the deal.
They're also saying that the contracts that we are comparing it to are short term. I understand it's a 10-year deal. I mean, I can tell you right now, in year 8 of his deal, I will not be listening to Xander Bogaerts makes too much money talk, because that will be 8 years.
I don't know. Willy Adames got 7 years for the Giants, $182 million. He just woke up last week. First 6 weeks, he couldn't get the ball out of the infield. So, and he didn't play defense very well, according to the analytics.
Yeah,
I'm just
struggling.
Saying, there's other guys. All right, and by the way, I was wrong about Jock Peterson. He's hitting .133 with no homers.
Oh.
It's Jock Peterson. Yeah, it's a guy who used to slug 25, 30 a year. Who knows?
My guy Brett Boone just showed up as his new hitting coach, though. They all went nuts his first day there. So we'll
all
see.
All right, good luck with that, Brett. I did. That's a good one. We'll take a break. Scraby's got a big five coming up.
Last segment of the day until roundtable, followed by the Scraby Chronicles.
That's right.
How's the Chronicles been going, buddy?
I haven't done many of them lately because...
Oh, yeah, we've been on the East Coast kind of taking up all your airtime.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't want to come back here after Sam does the post game to do the Scraby show.
You think Scrabinator fans tune in at 6 o'clock, hear Jesse and Tony doing the fourth inning of a game, and go, ah,
no,
get these bums off of the airway.
No, when's I definitely don't over? Think so. I definitely don't think so. But it's hard to describe when the Scraby show's on because the schedule is very
That's
fluid.
True. But Monday's a big day, though. Scrabinator baseball game at the Odyssey Suite.
Yep.
Petco Park. That's going to be awesome.
I sent out the emails to the winners, so if you signed up for it, make sure you check your inbox to see if you got it.
I got a quick story to tell to share with you guys.
Please.
So Yankee Stadium, I see some familiar faces. You know, you got to remember, Aaron Boone used to be the Sunday night baseball guy. Like, it was his voice. So I, you know, saw him quite often, got to speak with him for a little bit. But my best interaction came with Brad Ausmus, former Padre catcher back in the day.
Remember.
And I was sitting chatting with Michelle Margot, who was used to be our sideline reporter. And I made eye contact, but he was about to throw BP. So he walks up to me after BP. And he goes, man, seeing you with gray hair makes me feel like really, really old. And I said, you know, I have that effect on you know, folks like yourself who've been around me since I was a little kid. And then he proceeded to tell Dave Sims, who used to be the Mariners
radio
voice,
guy.
Now is the Yankee voice. He was explaining, telling him the story about how he tied me up and threw me in the dirty clothes bin. I think I've told this story before. I was popping off. This is when one of my first lessons I learned dealing with big leaguers. I was popping off. And mind you, I'm about 9, 10. I didn't really understand at the time that everybody didn't hit 300. I kind of thought that was like the norm across the board. And so, and this is just, you know, being a kid, I didn't know no better. I just thought that that was what everybody did. And so I was giving him a hard time about his batting average at the time. I think he was hitting like 240 or something like that. And, let's just say he didn't take too kind to it. And, him and another player, Scott Livingston, who was another guy who I was a big fan of when I was, they both took, I don't know if it was sanitary socks or if it was athletic tape, but they tied my arms up. They tied my hands up. And this was back in the day where they used to have these big dirty clothes bins. Like a big bin. And this is about 6:55, 7:05 game. So everybody is already out on the field getting ready for the game, including my dad. So he threw me in his dirty clothes bin, and I was just in there crying until about 7:05, 7:10 when Tony Patrica walked in.
That a boy, Tony.
Untied me.
Saved the day.
Hooked me up. And I was, all I worried was worried about at that point was, please don't tell my dad, because he'll never let me come back ever again.
Right.
And so
for creating a disturbance.
Right. We're driving home. I didn't say anything to him about it, but he turned to me and goes, did you learn your lesson today?
I said, yep. He heard.
I said, yep. And I never said anything about it ever again. I never went in there popped off anymore either.
That is a great story. I love how parents always know. They always know.
Well, he was going to know. Like, he had already made it known to me, like, hey, man, this is a livelihood for these guys. It's not a game. So don't come in here. I know it's a game to you, but this is serious business in here. And here I am getting thrown into a dirty clothes. So I thought it was over after that. I was like, I'm never going to be going back.
Speaking of serious business, we don't have time because you got the big five. But I want to call everybody's attention, if you haven't seen it yet, to John Boy Media's breakdown of the Mike Shildt argument with the ump the other night. It is unbelievably funny and good.
It is.
So if you're a Padre fan, you got to see it. Mike Shildt is a...
You want to go? You want to go?
Mike Shildt, it says in Mike Shildt's Wikipedia bio that he is a Christian person. Just I'm saying that before you watch the video.
I mean, I don't
it's
know.
Funny, you want to go?
You want to go? I like how the way he tosses his glasses is just so like...
Every part of
it. I'm ready
good.
To go. I'm
yeah,
ready.
It's all money.
My other favorite thing before we go to you, Scrabe, he's screaming at the home plate umpire, Adrian Johnson, and then happens to bump into the first base umpire, and he goes, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And then goes right back to screaming at Adrian Johnson.
You know, and they even kind of showed what Toddy said to Adrian Johnson. Even if you're trying to read his lips, it wasn't that bad.
I was about to say, if that's exactly what he said, Adrian was just being, he was tired of being worn out from somebody else.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, watch that, John Boy Media, if you find it on, I guess, Twitter or wherever. It's great. So, all Padre fans, don't miss it. Go, Scrape.
Okay.
Or traffic or
no,
whatever.
No traffic. Okay. It's not ready, so we're just going to go right into it.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We'll see how far we get into the Big Five today, but I think, actually, we need to start with Paul Pierce, since we have been talking about it all day, and I want to make sure we get to it before we head to the end of the show. So I'm going to put up a video. Actually, first I'm going to play what got him into this mess to begin with, because he was on his show Speak for Yourself yesterday with there's a lot of other people on that show. But he was popping off, as Tony did in the clubhouse back in the day. And Paul Pierce really, really played this one up. And so here's what he said on the show yesterday.
How confident are you?
If the Celtics lose game two at home, I promise you, I'm walking here tomorrow.
Why you gotta do that?
Wait a minute. I'm walking here 15 miles. I'm walking here.
I don't know.
I love Paul. He's so California.
Get your friends.
No shoes on.
Somebody save him.
Bare feet.
No. He keeps getting worse.
The Celtics lose tonight.
Oh, my God. Oh,
don't no shoes, bare feet.
He didn't go barefoot.
I'm walking right here.
Take the series.
No,
all right, so he just goes on and on and on. They keep trying to let him off the hook, but he keeps digging in further. Right. Well, Celtics lost last night.
Yes, they did.
So yes, they did.
Paul Pierce wakes up, and he immediately puts a post up of his map that he mapped out the walking time from his house.
He obviously
to,
doesn't live in downtown Boston or whatever. Where?
No, LA.
He is. Oh,
LA.
It's LA. Okay.
He is 20 miles away. 20
That's
miles
a long
away.
Walk,
that is a very long walk. But to his credit, he did it. And I'm trying. Where did the video go, man?
He did the whole. He did.
He
the
definitely
walk?
Did it.
Really?
He did the walk. It took him forever. He started early this morning.
It says they take the average person about 6 or 7 hours to walk 20 miles.
It's told him 8 hours.
I don't believe that because a marathon to run is about 5 hours for a, you know, not a, you know, Olympian sprinter. So to walk, have to be long, you know, eight. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm really upset right now.
It's a long walk. He probably had to leave right after the game last night to get into work today.
I know Kevin Garnett stopped by as he was walking at one point.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Check on him.
All right. So let me try this. This is, oh my gosh.
What is going on here, buddy?
We're just
going
to go right
tick,
here.
Tick, 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 tick.
All right. Here is Paul Pierce actually making it there.
No, I made it, y'all. We made it, y'all. We made it.
That's amazing that he did it. I got to give it to him here. Oh wow. God.
They brought a wheelchair.
Well,
for
he
him.
Needed one to use the bathroom once,
well, he
so
did.
He might need it for this.
So he sits in the wheelchair. He does this, but the other part of it that I want to show, but I can't find the video, is him. He like live streamed the entire walk there.
He did.
And he did. Here's one part of it. I just got to put it up on the screen. I hate this sometimes, but you guys talk for a second, please.
You guys talk for a second.
I'm really struggling with the computer at the moment.
I can you ask know you, Tony, I've been parts- concerned about this. How's your unit? Okay.
Stop.
it's working well, as you can see. I'm talking to you right now.
Good. All right, here it is.
Pull the series out.
Oh, gosh. Man. It's okay, Scraby.
This is a debacle.
He walked 20 miles. Okay.
I had it all set up.
All right.
The others just passed.
Hey.
All right, here he is, more walking. I got the video. I got to show it. He's showing his robe. He's literally walking
I'm
in the morning.
I'm going to take it into the, I'm almost going to make a right. Probably going to go up into the mountains pretty soon. I'm over here sweating, though.
Man. Anyway. Those debauchery, but anyway, go ahead.
Hey, I had a funny moment real quick back on the Celtics thing. One of the best moments of the game last night, right as who got the hit to put the Padres up
yesterday?
Jackson Merrill.
Yeah.
Did.
No, Jackson hit the homer. Then we got they,
no, he put him
somebody
up again.
Hit
him.
Oh, that's right.
Again.
In the left center field gap.
Yeah.
Right as the ball is in the air, literally as the Yankees are about to go down by one,
right.
The place is like gradually building up like cheers. And it was just so funny in real time to like the crack of the bat, the cheers start going up, and it's
that's
the Padres
the
that are running. The Knicks, that was when the Knicks got the go ahead bucket, and everybody's like,
going crazy.
You know, cheering on the Knicks as the Yankees are losing the game at that point.
There's a very funny video also on Twitter. We're messing up your whole Big Five. Sorry, Scrape.
No, it's fine. I think I messed up the Big Five.
Yeah, I was about to
anyway,
say.
There's a funny video that I saw this morning. Hopefully you can find it. It was of about 100 Knicks fans left in TD Garden last night after the game. All their jerseys. They're celebrating in the, you know, in the seats and the stands. And there's one poor security woman who's trying to get them to leave. And it's like, they're not listening. And she is. This is her life, is to get them out of TD Garden. And it's pretty funny because she's trying everything
she can.
You're not
about to get a Knick fan out of there at that
point. And the Knicks are like,
point.
You know what, lady, this just isn't going to work. We're just too much in the mood to celebrate.
That is kind of funny. Yeah. I remember leaving a Padres game and these people didn't want to leave. And it was kind of weird. It was like, this person's asking you to leave. Why won't you leave the stadium? The game has been over for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Why are you still in the stadium? And why are you not leaving?
I think Knick fans had every right to party last night.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into the real stuff.
Number four.
Which is a Scraby type topic. Fernando Tatis Jr., Jake Cronenworth, and Jackson Merrill have all been hit by a pitch this season, and I know it's not really a big deal, but it's getting to a point where I'm starting to get pretty annoyed. Because it's not on purpose, but it seems like the Padres' stars are getting hit often while the other team is just fine. So, Tony, is this just to hang with them, or are you going to have to start throwing at people to make them think about it?
No, because people don't like when people throw at other people. It's very barbaric. I think I've heard before. Here's the problem. This is a conversation that probably needs to be a longer conversation. In the National League, this type of thing didn't happen. You know why it didn't happen?
Because pitchers
had to hit.
Yep.
They had to hit. And so there was a real consequence behind hitting somebody early in the game. You might have to wait until you're about to come out, dog, because one of y'all got a hit. And now, with the DH, it's kind of like all bets are off, right? A beanball war can go on forever because there are no – the people who are hitting each other are hitting – are doing the hitting don't have to pick up a bat. And so, you know, that's just – it's we've had some good conversations here in recent days about in DH – not even necessarily DH, just the American League, National League type deal – this is a part of that consequence that, you know, guys, you can't control it as much as you used to because, you know, pitchers don't hit in the National League.
Yeah, I just heard Jackson Merrill scream out in pain on the radio last night, and it was like, this is it! I am done with this! Because Jake Cronenworth missed a month after getting hit in the ribs and breaking a rib.
Alec Jacob, according to my stats here, has hit 4 batters already this year. Michael King and Vasquez have hit 2. Jason Adam, Dylan Cease.
Who are they hitting, though?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying the Padres have hit 12 total. So that's a pretty decent amount. They're throwing at somebody.
It's funny how I don't remember what the Padres did.
And I honestly don't think anyone was throwing at anyone. I don't think Jackson Merrill was being thrown at in that situation last night.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I wish he hadn't been hit because I wanted him to swing the bat there. That was bad luck.
It was. I would like to see someone buzz the tower. You know, hit one of their star players, be like, hey, you can't keep hitting our players, okay?
Can we also say that Fernando overdoes it when he dives out of the way?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
He flies out of there pretty good.
Sometimes.
And a lot of times the ball's really not that close.
He's just, like, maybe the most flexible human being I've ever seen in my life. The guy...
He is hella flexible.
The guy made a catch last night and then stood up from crossing his legs on the ground. I don't even know how you do that. I don't know how you do it without extending your legs.
He also caught a ball right at the fence last night and then tried to play it off as if he missed it.
I had a different take on that.
Oh, you did?
Jesse said the same thing. I thought that he was doing that because my man's arm came right over his vision of sight as that ball was coming into his glove. And he kind of like was like... almost like, really? That's what we're doing up here?
Okay, I got you. All right, maybe. Yeah, I thought he was trying to deke us all into thinking he missed it.
Julio Rodriguez did it to him one time.
That's because, you know, he had to actually go over the wall so he could deke us. That one that Toddy got, he was just like camped underneath the wall.
Yeah. All right, in a surprising start, we've already talked about the NBA playoffs, but the Celtics did find themselves trailing the New York Knicks 2-0 in their series after last night. This comes after the Knicks rallied from 20-point deficits in the first two games to come away with a pair of narrow victories. Following yesterday's defeats, Celtics forward Kristaps Porzingis explained how dropping the first two games could actually be a positive for Boston.
Mm.
This is a Mazzulla quote if I ever heard one. Quote, in a way, it kind of takes all the pressure off of us. If you check the odds, maybe the Knicks are the favorites now to win. End quote. So, Chris, is he right?
By his way of thinking, if they lose two more, all the pressure will be off. The season will be over.
No more pressure.
Yeah, there'll be no more pressure. No, he's not right. Stupid.
This is a Joe Mazzulla question, right? Yeah, response right here for sure.
Yeah, this is totally Mazzulla. Tony, is he right?
Yeah, no, he's dead. He's dead wrong.
Okay. All right, let's go to... We've already talked about Derek Shelton. We're kind of picking topics at this point. But Tom Glavin was on a podcast recently, and he had a quote that I want to get your guys' thoughts on. He said, if your kid is playing a sport and you've got a coach telling you your kid needs to play year-round because if he does not, the kid down the street is going to pass him by. You need to run from that coach, is what Tom Glavin said. Tony, you're up first. Do you agree with this?
Yes, I do. Depending on how old your child is, Yeah, man, I think people are scared to miss the boat. You know what I mean? They're scared that they're going to miss. They want to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody else is doing that. And so I get it. As a parent, you can get stuck in that world of, man, well, Jimmy down the street is doing it. I my kid has to do it too. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't. And I'm going to act accordingly with my own son.
Chris?
Tom Glavin's right on the money here, but Tony's right also. The kid's maybe 18 and he's ready to pick up sport, then go at it. But 10, 12 years old?
Yeah.
No, have fun. Go out there. You'll have plenty of time to play and no one's going to pass you by. They were going to find. I don't care who you are, where you are. If you're a great player, they'll find you.
Oh, yeah.
They always do.
I saw a great comment that was, you run from that coach because all he wants is your year-round money. So.
No, he definitely wants that. They definitely want that.
All right.
It's a racket.
That's it for the Big Five. Tomorrow, Jeremiah Estrada on the show.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Rocky's preparing for the Padres by losing the second game 8-1 now in the seventh inning.
Oh, yay.
I'm telling you, they are bad. We'll see just how bad, hopefully, this weekend.
Roundtable up next. Scraby Chronicles follows. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.
Yep.